Members of the Indian community here have spoken of their fears after a series of reported attacks targeting them. It has led to widespread condemnation and calls for more to be done to bring perpetrators to justice and also to protect people who are at risk. The Archbishop of Dublin has said it's time to call out those who peddle racial hatred. Archbishop Dermot Farrell said the attacks were truly shocking, and his statement comes as the Ireland India Council has announced that it will not go ahead with the India Day Festival in the Phoenix Park this Sunday because of fears over for safety. We can speak now to the Archbishop of Dublin. Archbishop Farrell, good morning.
Good morning, Karen. Good morning to your listeners.
Thank you for speaking with us. Many are taking a stance, speaking out to condemn these incidents, and you have also done so. What message did you want to give with the statement that you issued?
Well, the message I want to give is a message of support to the Indian, members of the Indian community. Many of these members of the community have been invited here to Ireland to work in our essential services. They're very much integrated into our society. And the other message I think I want to convey is that, you know, the community is in which they live also need to support the Gardaí in terms of dealing with this matter, because I assume it's a small cohort of people who are making life exceedingly difficult for them when they go out into the public domain. There are people who know these people who are doing this, and what we need to do is to come and talk to the Gardaí and identify them and actually call them out.
And you want
so that they can be prosecuted. You know, there's no place for this behaviour in our society where people are attacked on the public street simply because of their skin colour. And, you know, when you think about it, I've been in and out of hospitals and nursing homes on a regular basis. I meet many, many members of this community. We're looking after our loved ones, our sick relatives, and are recognised as being exceptionally good in the roles that they do. So we need to support them.
Indeed. And the Ireland India Council said these attacks are widespread, but the worst that they're hearing is that they're happening in big cities like Dublin. Would you have been aware of any of these incidents prior to people coming forward publicly recently?
Yes, I had a meeting with some Sarah Mallow priests here in the city in Dublin. Who are priests working in the Archdiocese. And I had a meeting with them last week, and they specifically mentioned this to me about the attacks that were happening in the city and in particular parts of the city. So I was aware of them from that point of view. And, you know, anecdotally, you'd meet people, because sometimes I ask people, do they experience hatred? And sometimes, yes, they say they do, particularly when they're on the street. But not always violence, but, you know, it's people spitting at them, people shouting at them, people shouting on buses. You know, this sort of behaviour is just completely and utterly unacceptable. And as a community, we need to deal with it, as well as just, you know, the Gardaí can't deal with this just on their own. They need community support. And I'll be writing to all of our parishes and parish councils and asking them to support the community and to help them particularly through this difficult time. I also intend to write to the schools, you know, when they open now in a couple of weeks' time, to because I think schools are a good place to bring about the integration, you know, of the different communities who are in our country, and they're doing a good job of it. But just to encourage them to continue along that line and to name what's actually happening by some elements in our society.
And many are echoing what you're saying there, is certainly calling for actions, not just in terms of accessing the perpetrators, but also across school level as well. You say that you've witnessed this in terms of people coming towards you. If it is happening so visibly, these attacks would suggest there's a wider pattern of racism affecting other minority groups in Ireland also, wouldn't it?
I think so, yes. I don't think it's just confined to the members of the Indian community. Other communities, particularly people of coloured skin, will say to you that they also experience racial hatred here in our country. And I think that's also true. It's not just confined to one. And there is no place. All people are equal in the sight of God, you know, irrespective of creed, religion, colour, class, standing in society. And all of these people are making a contribution to our society. You know, if all of these people were to leave in the morning, whole sectors of our society would actually collapse.
Of course, and many are saying that. Many have been saying
that. Not just, Absolutely. You think there's over 40% of people in the HSE, I heard the chief executive say recently, are non-Irish. You know, if you look at the building industry, people who work in our building sites, people who work in our shops, all of these people have come here. They're contributing to our society. They're paying taxes to keep our pensions and everything going, to pave our streets and to build our houses. So we need these people to run our society. So we have to respect them. And the way they're being treated at the moment is just despicable. That's all it can be described as.
And it is important. A lot of people are highlighting that. But also just calling on people to support the Gardaí and standing up against this hatred. What would you say to someone who witnesses racist behaviour but feels unsure how to intervene? Because a lot of people do want to stand up and confront it.
Yeah, sometimes intervening can be, depends on the situation, or it can be sometimes fraud, but certainly if you can identify the person, you should report it to the Gardaí, because they're the people who are equipped to deal with any sort of criminal behaviour, and it is criminal behaviour. So the first thing is, if you can identify the person, to report it. If it's safe to intervene, you certainly can ask the person to desist. You know, but I think we always have to be careful in those situations, because so many people today carry knives, and if they're extremely violent, you may find yourself subject to a violent attack.
Indeed, it is a collective effort to confront racism.
It is a collective.
Indeed. Archbishop Farrell, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, and we appreciate your time. It's 18 minutes past 8.